If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Stylists give 9 tips to keep hair clean and voluminous longer. The more often you wash your hair, the faster it becomes greasy and weighed down. Of course, you could always follow Kim Kardashian's advice and wash your hair once every 5 days. But if that's a little extreme for you, stylists do have other tricks and tips. Apply shampoo like a pro. The water should be at a comfortable temperature, but a little on the hot side. That way it'll open up the inner cuticles, making it easier to get all the dirt and any product residue trapped in your hair. Squeeze out a quarter-sized amount of shampoo, double that if you've got really long or thick hair, onto your palms and rub them together. Don't use more than you need, and focus on shampooing the scalp, especially at your nape. This is because the hair near your scalp is the youngest and oiliest, while the ends are the oldest, driest, and weakest. And if you've got shoulder-length hair or longer, New York hair pros Nuzio Saviano and Kyle White recommend conditioning your ends first, then rinse them a bit before shampooing. Be gentle with your hair while lathering it. Too much friction can damage the cuticles. In the worst-case scenario, it can do permanent damage, causing frizz and breakage. Start by lathering the roots at the top of your head and move down towards your nape. This increases the blood flow to your scalp and stimulates hair growth. Don't use circular motions because this can tangle your hair. Instead, use vertical strokes, almost like you're scratching your head, but don't press too hard. Then move to the ends of the hair. Don't scrub your ends. Instead, use downward stroking movements. After you've properly lathered your hair, rinse it, squeeze as much water as you can out of it, and apply conditioner. Then you can tie your hair up and continue with your shower. Remember that the longer you have the conditioner on your hair, the better it's absorbed. Try to avoid putting conditioner on your roots. You have enough natural oil from your scalp there. Now you'll want to spend the most time rinsing the shampoo and conditioner out of your hair. Stylists recommend a good 5 minutes. Any leftover shampoo will dry it up and lead to dull-looking hair and even dandruff. Plan out your hairstyles for the week. Another quick and easy trick for healthier hair is to plan out your hairstyles. For example, wear your hair down on Monday, pull it back into a ponytail on Tuesday, and braid it on Wednesday. This will let you wash your hair less often while still looking amazing each and every day. Rinse your hair with sage herb extract. Sage herb is a natural astringent and is great for fighting greasy hair. Sage controls the sebaceous gland's oil production, soothes the skin, and treats inflammation. Take 1 tablespoon of dried sage leaves for every cup of water you need. Simply brew it, just like you would ordinary tea. When your sage tea has cooled, rinse your clean hair with it. After using this recipe, you'll soon notice that your hair has become shinier, and any problems you might have had with dandruff are now a thing of the past. Sage is even used as a treatment for hair loss. This plant contains a specific compound that's effective in treating male pattern baldness. You can combine 4 drops of sage essential oil, equal amounts of rosemary and peppermint oils, and a tablespoon of olive oil. Massage this mixture into your scalp twice a day and bid that balding goodbye. Cut down on the washing. As crazy as it may sound, nobody should wash their hair every single day. This can harm your hair by drying out your scalp, which will, surprisingly, produce more oil. So if you wash your hair every day, you might want to break this habit. Cut the number of washes down slowly, of course. It'll get easier with time because with less washing, your sebaceous glands won't need to produce as much oil to repair the dry, damaged scalp that shampooing causes. Use dry shampoo before a workout. It's pretty useless to apply dry shampoo after exercising. Your hair gets so greasy after working out that you can't really do anything about it. You're better off using dry shampoo before a workout so that it can absorb all of the sweat during your training. Sleep on clean pillowcases. Who doesn't love the feeling of fresh, clean sheets and pillowcases? Well, just like you, your hair likes it too! Pillowcases get covered with dead skin cells, sweat, and your body's natural oils. With time, all of this just creates a breeding ground for bacteria. To keep your skin and hair healthy, you have to change your pillowcase at least once a week. If you have oily skin and greasy hair, you'd better do it twice a week. You might also want to think about material. Pillowcases can actually suck up your hair's natural oils, making your hair dry and frizzy. To avoid this, use either satin or silk pillowcases. They create less friction against the hair, which equals less damage. Plus, these materials absorb less oil from your hair. And one more tip, don't go to bed with a wet head. This increases the friction and therefore does more damage. If you really don't have a choice, put your wet hair into a braid before going to sleep. It'll keep your hair safe. Make some lemonade for your hair. A lemonade for the hair helps fight against excessive greasiness, keeps your hair fresh and voluminous, and creates a natural shine. Lemon is rich in vitamin C, so it's great at reviving and purifying the scalp. Plus, that invigorating lemon scent will have your hair smelling fresh and clean. Not to mention, the alpha-hydroxy acids found in lemons exfoliate dead cells, keeping the scalp clean and kicking dandruff to the curb. It's really easy to prepare this lemonade. Squeeze the juice out of one lemon and mix it with 4 cups of water. Then, rinse your hair with this mixture. Make sure to pour it slowly while massaging it into your roots. High hairstyles will give you bouncy volume. Pulling your hair high up on your head keeps it clean and fresh much longer. And if you're at home, wear your hair in a high pony or top bun and let it down before you head out. This trick works like magic by adding some volume to your hair. Take good care of your scalp. Most heavy hair care products, like masks, balms, and conditioners, are made to be used on the ends of the hair. But there are products for your scalp too, like masks and exfoliators. Exfoliators scrub away the dead skin that accumulates near the follicles and weighs your hair down. While scalp masks moisturize the skin on your head, and hydrated skin doesn't produce excess oil. Again, they're purely for the scalp, so you'll need to part your hair and massage them into your skin. You still have to shampoo and condition your hair afterwards. And now, let's get down to that bonus we promised. Hair health test. Hollywood stylist Thomas Taw, who's worked with Sarah Jessica Parker, Blake Lively, Ellen Page, and Jude Law, suggests performing a simple test to find out how damaged your hair really is. Simply pull out a single strand of hair and put it in a glass of clean water. If it floats on the surface, your hair is healthy. And if it sinks, you're in need of some treatment.